call this meeting back to order. I think I see everybody. So let's go back to Section 32, the Health Benefit Fund. You guys have any more thoughts?
Chair Reifard.
Yes.
Just to be clear, if we do fund a different amount with the revolving fund balance in mind, this doesn't change anything as far as the benefit to our members, correct?
Chairwoman.
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't hear the end of what Congressman did she say. Even if we reduce the amount or put a different amount in there, she said don't change the benefit. Is that what she said?
Yes, the benefit to our members. That wouldn't change anything regarding the benefit that our members are expected for 2021, correct?
It wasn't in my mind, and I know for years there's been a provision in there that the treasurer can do a calculation, and if we don't have enough money in the fund, then he can reduce the overall benefit awarded to the members, which hasn't happened. And I don't recall striking that provision in the last Health Benefit Fund Act that we passed, but we may have. I just don't remember. And if anybody could help me out on that, even if you just were to say, RJ, you're talking about the wrong fund. That's the whatever, but that's the way I recall it. Like, the short answer would be no, not in my opinion. Well, Chairwoman, I'll get us started.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And look, you know, I can only work with the numbers that I've got. And the easiest one is the revolving fund balance is dated September the 3rd. So if you go back to 2016, there were $7.1 million spent that calendar year. The following year, in 2017, I meant 2016, if that's not what I said. But anyway, in 2017, we spent about $700,000 more. So there were $7.8 million spent during that calendar year. 2018, there was almost $1.4 million spent in 18 compared to 17. In 2019, we spent about $1.1 million more than we did in 2018. So that got us up to $10,282,000. Again, these are nice big round figures. We've got $4.1 million spent so far this year, according to this report. There's $8.1 million in the fund. That's $12.2 million. So if we spend, let's say if we spend $1 million more than we did last year, that would be $11.2 million. Just for those simple calculations, that would be approximately $1 million that will be remaining in the fund at the end of this year. Again, I don't have forecast. I don't know. I'm not looking at monthly expenditures. Maybe we're trending for more than that. I'm just looking at simple historical data that I have in front of me. So we're at $1 million. What, using those numbers and that math, would appear that there's going to be $1 million left in the fund at the end of this fiscal year. All right. Well, if that's the case, there's a $12.6 million request for this year. let's say we spend, let's, if we're going to use $1 million again, say we're going to spend $1 million next year compared to what we did this year, that would get it up to $12.2 million. And I do believe that those are exaggerative numbers. I think those we're not going to reach those numbers. So if those assumptions or those calculations are close to accurate, that would appear that $12.6 million is about $1.5 million more than what we would need on a needs-based, spending-based, I hate to use the word assumption, but there it is. That's the math that I did in the 10 minutes that we had. I'd be glad to hear from anyone else.
Any other comments from the committee?
Chair Revard.
Go ahead.
I agree with RJ's take. I think that we definitely can reduce this budget that's in front of us now due to just the historical data we have in front of us and some trend lines, but I'm just open to now how much you guys want to do that. So I'm all ears. Just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. RJ, I'm sorry, Congressman Walker. I'm definitely in support of that. And I'm looking at the same data that you are with the revolving funds, and I'm following your trail of numbers here. So are there any other comments from the committee?
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I'm in support of this. I know that Congressman Walker has brought this up on numerous occasions, questioning this, why we're overfunding our health benefit. And, you know, that was back when we weren't in COVID. I don't want to say that we were fat, but we had monies to utilize. And, you know, with this crisis that we're in, I agreed with him back then, and I wholeheartedly agree with him today. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Bickhorst. Are there any other comments?
This is
Brandy. Yes,
ma'am. I'll yield to Congresswoman Shaw.
Oh, go ahead, Congresswoman.
Thank you very much, both of you. I just wanted to say I think 1.5 is reasonable. I can support that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who's participated, and Congressman Walker, I wanted you to know that I chuckled when I decided to throw the $3 million out there, because I was hoping that that we could continue to talk about, you know, looking at on a needs basis. And like you said, you've been on both sides of the argument, the liability side of it and the needs side of it. And so it'll be no surprise that I'm comfortable with the 1.5, and I appreciate you working the numbers and they're 10 minutes off. And I actually came up with less, but I definitely can support, if that's the amendment that you want to make, I'd be behind you.
Okay, thank you guys. Are there any other comments? Okay, if not, Congressman Walker, would you like to make a motion?
Sure, I actually have a committee motion form here in front of me that I'm just getting started on. So if you guys would indulge me for about 2 or 3 minutes, I'll whip it out.
Okay. So, Clerk, what's the difference? Educate us that if Congresswoman Lemon's sending you amendments via email and Congressman Walker is filling out a motions form.
Either one's fine.
Okay, good. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. So just to kill some time, I will let the committee know that in our bill for tribal development, we had a budget that was submitted that had salaries only. And in discussion with operations, it looks like that was an error. So they've resent a budget that includes operation expenses. And so at some point, not necessarily today, but at some point as we discuss this bill, we need to address that. It looks like it might be an increase of $62,000, just so you guys know. And it includes, it looks like their GSA, all their operation expenses. And that's really about it. But anyways, just so you know. So any other comments, or does anybody want to say anything during this silence?
I haven't filled one of these out in a while, so I'm actually just starting over. Sorry about that.
Why don't you just send an email?
Well, how about I just make it, and then I will send this, I'll send a picture to the clerk.
Okay, that's fine. I feel like that's fine.
All right, page 29, lines 1303.5 and 1304.5, strike $12,656,334, and insert $11,156,334, and adjust totals accordingly.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second, Brandy.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Okay. Thank you. Any opposed? Okay, thanks. Okay, so while Congressman Walker is doing that, is there another section anybody wants to visit?
This is Paula. I have a suggestion.
Okay, go ahead. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I submitted an amendment regarding the cap asset funds. It's page 6, line 242, to delete $200,000 and insert $1. And I think the comment was that those funds from the executive were put in there as a placeholder waiting on the Waken Iron. And of course, this time we don't have the funds to move forward on that. So we might as well use them in other areas.
Okay, so that's section 9, capital asset fund, page 6, And thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. You just gave me a flashback of, I remember a Congress, I can't remember which one, put dollars in program budgets and it freaked everybody out, including me. So why is it, and maybe just for education, for myself and Congresswoman Shaw and Congressman Keene, why would you put a dollar and not just strike it entirely?
Well, my first round, I did strike it entirely. And then I started thinking, I don't know what else is in there, if there's anything else in there. So if we wanted to go back and put something in there later in the year, it would already be set up. But if there's other funds in there, then I would just leave it at delete 200,000.
Okay. I think that would, let me look. I'm going to go, did you look in the revolving funds?
No, I did not.
Okay, it looks like they currently have a balance of $2,272,000.
Okay. So I will just restate to delete at 200,000.
Okay, so there is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, clerk, can we do a roll call, please?
Yeah, Chairwoman, I'm sorry. What was the motion?
The motion was to strike Section 9, capital asset fund request in the amount of $200,000 on page 6. This was a placeholder for the vacant iron, if you remember.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second, and is there any other discussion? Okay, roll call, clerk.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Dickless.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Saw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lennon.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes. Okay, the motion passes. Any other sections that anyone would like to discuss?
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I know we're cutting, but I thought we should go ahead and take care of one of the corrections that we need to make, perhaps. On section 45, page 42, in the beginning you had listed three items that would be amendments. I wanted to go ahead and make an amendment for the first one.
Okay.
So my motion is to amend ONCA 2076, section 45, page 42, line 1907, strike 37. $374,057, insert $387,557, and adjust the totals accordingly. This is to this is to add the stipends for the chief and assistant chief.
Okay, so that's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Who is that?
Brandy.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay, clerk, can we do a roll call, please?
Congressman Dickworth?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman King?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Yes. Okay, thank you. I think that amendment has been sent to you, clerk. Okay, any other sections that need to be discussed? Budget analyst, are we missing any amendments that we need to do that were discussed or?
Madam Chair. Sorry,
yes,
Shanna's computer is still on. We still haven't put in the meat processing plant, but I checked Microy this morning and we haven't received a proposed budget for that. I can provide the numbers that they used for the ENR services budget if you'd like me to do that.
Okay, we could do, why don't we do that and then, Casey, are you there? I see you. Well, I don't see you, but I see your name.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Is that okay? Are you guys good with us? Just, we haven't seen a budget sit down for the salary piece, and I know you guys were waiting on the operating. How close are you guys to that?
I have something I can get you to, I can get it to you this afternoon or this evening, if that's okay.
Okay, do you have a estimate on the number, the total?
Hang on, your favorite computer is acting up again.
The Mac Daddy, okay, well.
Hang on a second, I got it right here. I'm trying to pull it up. You ready?
Yes, sir.
1,610,940. And I can actually get down to you right now.
Yes, that would be awesome. That way we can start addressing that. So, all right. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Yes.
I was just wondering if this is probably too early to ask this question. So if it is, no worries. But I was just wondering if, will you or Jordan be sending out an updated appropriated revenue report?
Most certainly. With that, Jordan, I'm sure, is tracking all these amendments and we'll wait for the meat processing plant to come down. Plus we'll have if we've got the tribal development, we're just going to have to make amendments to that. I don't know that you guys have it, so I'll have to figure that out. I'll get it to you, but so someone can make an amendment. But also, just so you know, I think we'll be getting the board stipend resolution. And so that can actually affect the board budget that we have right now in this bill. So once that resolution has been filed, just giving you guys heads up, that's coming. And so are there any other, I mean, okay, so here's the thing. If we go in and start doing the travel, it's a 342. And I was just wondering, do you guys want to continue? Do you want to work tomorrow? Do you want me to set a meeting for Monday, or how do you guys want to proceed? Remember, we have a Monday is my birthday, so I need you all to remember that. But that's also our deadline for any veto override. So we have that deadline to think about. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but we just need to be aware of our deadline. And we need to get all of these appropriations, you know, to executive and signed and executed by 9:30, because the beginning of the fiscal year, of course, is October 1st. So I'm open to either moving on until 4 o'clock or we stop here and figure out when we're going to meet again. What do you guys think?
Chairwoman.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got a question regarding the Office of the Principal Chief's budget. There's a $150,000 amount in the donations line. Is that what was appropriated last year? I know there's been reductions because of coronavirus, but then I'm looking at their revenue and expenditure sheet from last year, and the budgeted amount is $43,500, and they've spent $33,421 this year. I'm just wondering why there would be such a dramatic increase, even over what was spent.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker. I don't know. Jason, oh, there you are.
I'm here.
Okay, you want to take that question, please?
Yeah. I maybe Congressman Walker wasn't at our committee meeting, but I explained that that's political donations, and that was our attempt to assist us to, I mentioned to Congressman Big Horse, we had, right before we met with a number of senators about getting various things done in the Oklahoma legislature, and they introduced us to other members of the House, and so we were looking at working the House as well to get some stuff moved, and we requested more money because we planned on approaching more members of the state legislature in the next year. That was the request for the increase.
Thank you, Jason. Congressman Walker, is that a good answer for you?
Yes. He answered it. I appreciate that.
Okay. What do you guys think, committee? Do you want me to set a meeting for tomorrow or Monday? Or both?
Not tomorrow, preferably.
Thank you, Congressman Walker, for always stepping out.
I prefer not.
I'm good for Monday.
Okay.
For Monday.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
IFS.
IFS, okay. Well, if you don't, are there another section you guys want to address, or do you want to entertain a motion to adjourn until Monday?
So moved.
I'll make a motion to adjourn until Monday.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Aye.
Okay. Hey, thank you, guys. I think we did some good work. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.